Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to get your Bible and turn to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 12. And in just a moment, we'll begin reading in verse 23. And we're going to continue a Sunday school lesson we have been studying that was written by E.A. Elam about Samuel and his speech before the people when they had inaugurated Saul to be king. And so you'll want to follow along and we'll gather some lessons that we can apply to our lives and our way of thinking as we continue in this study. That'll be 1 Samuel chapter 12, beginning in verse 23. And while you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our services. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. But now let's return to our lesson about Samuel. And I'm going to read to you 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 23. And we read where Samuel said, "Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against Jehovah in ceasing to pray for you. I will instruct you in the good and the right way." Now that is Samuel's promise to pray for them. Now God was merciful, and he would bless the children of Israel upon the conditions that Samuel had laid out for them earlier in his speech about their need to follow Jehovah. And Samuel therefore said he would pray for them as a servant to God. They had asked him to do this in verse 19, to pray for them, and he said he would do so. He said too that it would be a sin against God for him not to do so. When we see men go wrong today, especially when we see a church go wrong, do we not sin against God when we fail to pray for them? There would be more peace and harmony in the church now, and therefore less division over untaught things, if more people would pray for the good and unity of the church. God teaches us to pray for all men in 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4, and it shows us how Christ prayed for his enemies. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, Paul wrote, "I exhort therefore first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all that are in a high place, that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all goodliness and gravity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth." Samuel promised to do two things for them, to pray for them, and to instruct them in the good and right way. These two things, to pray and to walk in the good and right way, were necessary then, and they are necessary now. We must pray and obey. Pray to God and obey God. Obey God and pray. It was the right way because it was God's way. It is his eternally right way. It was good because God's ways always bring good to those who walk in them. Now Samuel was the people's friend forever. Samuel would still be their teacher if he would not be their judge. He was rejected in a sense, but he was still loved, and the people that sought, and he loved the people, and he sought their good. He did not wish to see them go to ruin because they had done so wickedly. He did not give them up or turn from them as long as there was any hope of doing them any good and turning them back to God. Now, we can also learn a lesson for this. Samuel was a most remarkable character. He did not hesitate to tell people that they had sinned and rejected God. He did not curry favor with them. He loved them and prayed for them and taught them all his life, notwithstanding they unanimously with all the intelligent and leading and brainy men, except Samuel on one side, who thought it best to have a king. Yet they knew Samuel was their friend, and after all, he was the purest, most faithful, and most loyal man among them. They sought his help in trouble, and even the God-forsaken king in utter despair would call upon him from the grave seeking guidance. We read about Samuel, or about Saul calling on Samuel in this very fashion in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 28. And I want to read that story to you. It's in 1 Samuel chapter 28, beginning in verse 3. It says here that Samuel was dead, and all Israel lamented him, and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away all that had familiar spirits and wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and encamped in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they encamped in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart troubled greatly. And when Saul inquired of Jehovah, Jehovah answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Then said Samuel unto his servants, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go into her and inquire of her. And his servants said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself, and put on other raiment, and went, he and his two men with him. And they came to the woman by night, and he said, divine unto me, I pray thee, by the familiar spirit, and bring me up whosoever I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto them, behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by Jehovah, saying, as Jehovah liveth, there shall no punishment happen unto thee for this thing. Then said the woman, who shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid for what thou seest. And the woman said unto Saul, I see a God coming out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up, and he's covered with a robe. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he bowed with his face to the ground and did obeisance. 1 Samuel 28 and verse 15. And Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me, and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore have I called thee, that thou mayest make known to me what I shall do. And Samuel said, wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing Jehovah is departed from thee, and is become thine adversary? And Jehovah hath done unto thee as he spake by me, and Jehovah hath rent the kingdom out of thy hand, and given it to thy neighbor, even to David, because thou obeyest not the voice of Jehovah, and did not execute his fierce wrath upon Amalek. Therefore hath Jehovah done this thing unto thee this day. Moreover, Jehovah will deliver also with thee into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow shalt thou and thy sons be with me. Jehovah will deliver the host of Israel also into the hand of the Philistines. 1 Samuel 28:20. Then Saul fell straightway his full length upon the earth, and was sore afraid because of the words of Samuel. And there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all the day nor the night. And the woman came unto Saul, and saw that he was sore troubled, and she said, "Behold, thy handmaid hath hearkened unto thy voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and have hearkened unto the words which thou speakest unto me. Now therefore, I pray thee, hearken thou also unto the voice of thy handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before thee, and eat, that thou mayest have strength when thou goest on thy way." But he refused, and said, "I will not eat." But his servants together with the woman constrained him, and he hearkened unto their voice. So he arose from the earth, and sat upon the bed. And the woman had a fatted calf in the house, and she hastened and killed it. And she took flour, and kneaded it, and did bake unleavened bread thereof. And she brought it before Saul, and before his servants, and they did eat. Then they rose up, and went away that night. Returning to Elam's notes, we read, "The people today cannot fail to realize who love the church and its peace, and who seek its greatest good, who are most faithful and most loyal, and who pray and work for the maintenance of God's order of things. Such is true, and faithful men never fail to show wherein God has been rejected and the enormity of sin of rejecting Him, and they never fail to teach the good and right way, praying God for all to be always the same, for truth and right, regardless of who goes wrong, is the principle which always guides and governs true and godly men." Well, what is the fear of Jehovah? Let me read to you 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 24. Samuel said, "Only fear Jehovah and serve Him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things He hath done for you." To fear Jehovah is to respect Him and to reverence Him. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28, we read, "Wherefore, receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace whereby we may offer service well-pleasing to God with reverence and awe." We are to serve Him in truth with all of our heart. That is to serve Him truly, sincerely, and honestly, with all the powers of the inner man enlisted and engaged. People cannot serve God in truth unless they do His will. "For consider how great things He hath done for you," Samuel said. Samuel often reminded them of what God had done for them after He saved them from Egypt and had saved them all along from their enemies. They seemed to forget it all and reject Him in asking for a king. Now Samuel would have them never more to forget what God had done for them. For this reason, they were under great and lasting obligations to serve God. "He is thy praise, and He is thy God, that hath done for thee great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen," we read in Deuteronomy chapter 10 and verse 21. For the same reasons we should love and obey God, we read in the book of Romans chapter 2 verses 4 through 11. "Despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasurest up to thyself wrath in the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who render to every man according to his works. To them who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and incorruption, eternal life. But unto them that are factious and obey not the truth, but obey unrighteousness, shall be wrath and indignation, tribulation and anguish upon every soul that worketh evil, of the Jew first and also to the Greek. But glory and honor and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there's no respect of persons."